Who's with us here? This would be, of course, would this be you, Chris?
It's me, Ray.
You sound rather subdued today.
No, I'm just trying to control myself.
from what? What's getting to you, sir? Besides everything.
Cold porter, the world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and day's night today, and black's white today, that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's just the overall insanity of it all.
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky that, bad things are not yet happening to me, too, so.
Well, okay, so you're not getting any of the runoff yet.
No.
So to speak.
No.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't know where to go here. You know, one thing, and this is right, Road. It's not your most recent piece. It was earlier, maybe two columns ago. But you were writing about, the big buzzword is infrastructure. Governor is still convinced that he's going to go ahead and have a special session and that they're going to vote on tolls and a couple other things that he wants done. But, the thing is, you write in this column, and I sometimes wonder about this, is there really, really a transportation crisis?
Well, we're neglecting ordinary maintenance of the
road. Okay, there you go.
And certainly there's there's some big things we could do that would improve the state. I mean, it'd be nice to modernize Metro North, but
yes.
I think the real crisis we have in Connecticut is simply that compensation of government employees is by law beyond political democratic control. That's the real crisis in the state. We don't have money for transportation because we keep diverting it into government employee compensation. And as long as more than 50% of the state budget is a matter of what they call fixed costs, costs that are uncontrollable by law, then we're going to have a lot of other problems. We're letting compensation of employees cannibalize the rest of government. To me, that's the real crisis in Connecticut.
Seems we've been over this before.
Yes, we have.
Seems as if we've talked about this before. But here's the deal, okay? If you think about it, what are your options when you speak transportation? Okay, most of us are going to stay wedded to our cars. And quite frankly, the way this place is laid out, I think it's very hard to do mass transit. It just is. I'm sorry.
Well, Connecticut's a suburban state. And, that is very uneconomical for mass transit. Really the only place that mass transit is somewhat economical in Connecticut is, from New Haven to New York, a densely populated area that's got a rail line.
And the other thing is, if you look, number one, you're never going to build another freeway. It's not going to happen, ever, in this state, right?
Well, you might get, someday we might complete the connection to New London on Route 2 there, but
I think never on our lifetime.
On the whole, you're probably right.
I mean, no, because what's going to happen, and sometimes I wonder if, the environmentalists are in cahoots with, the mass transportation guys, in that, they don't want us driving our cars.
Well, no, they don't, but, there's another hopeful possibility here is that, we're losing population relative to the rest of the country, and, we're not necessarily going to need a lot of transportation except, bus tickets south.
Well, that's not very positive.
Well,
come on.
You look at the figures, look at the reports that, come out constantly. I mean, the most recent one was that, we're starting to get some jobs back, but they pay a fraction of the jobs we've lost. I mean,
we're getting depressed. No.
Not importing the middle class and the self-supporting. We're supporting we're importing the welfare class and illegal aliens looking for opportunities. The state is declining economically. You're going to solve some transportation problems that
Fortunately,
way.
They took all the sharp objects out of here. That's good. anyway, but hey, the deal is here is that one of the things you pointed out in this one column is that it's just as it is with the gas tax, right? You think that goes to building roads. Well, no, because now state troopers, I think their pension, is funded out of the gas tax. I mean, any number of things, as Jody Rell once said, money is fungible. So with this thing, you're going to put all this money out there for transportation, but a lot of it's just going to go to pay people to work in transportation.
Well, the transportation department salaries and the motor vehicle department salaries and pensions are being paid out of the state transportation fund. That was a diversion that started back in the 1980s. The governor and the Democratic majority in the legislature already diverted some transportation fund money this year, taking some of the money from auto sales taxes and putting that into the general fund. I'm not sure these dedicated funds are worth anything except political gestures. I mean, money is fungible, but you've got to have the political will to stand up to certain interests in favor of transportation. We don't have that.
Well, we need a monorail is what we need, because that's magic. Okay, so, and a subway. We need subways. We need to get Elon Musk in here. Who knows? One of the other things you wrote about was housing policy. And this has been a big deal, because poverty tends to be concentrated in the cities. So simply by moving people of lesser means to other areas, does that necessarily solve the problem?
Well, it's fairer in one respect, Ray. But my problem with housing policy is that it's not really alleviating poverty, and it's not encouraging home ownership. I've been to Singapore a few times, and they've done a remarkable job there of elevating society, making it more equal economically and really ethnically. They allow people to tap into their social insurance savings to purchase housing that the government builds. I mean, over here we mainly make developers rich with housing for the poor. I wish we would convert that policy into supporting home ownership by the poor, and I think that would very much reduce the opposition in the suburbs.
And that's not to say there haven't been efforts to do that, because there have been. I think there's over by Walmart in Hartford. I think those are townhomes. And I think that's kind of the way those work. You can actually eventually get ownership.
Hartford has been trying to improve the demographics of the city with housing policy and, you know, housing, owner-occupied housing downtown even.
Yeah.
But I don't think housing advocates should be surprised that there's opposition in the suburbs to low-income housing, because the people they're trying to push into the suburbs are, you know, single-parent families whose kids are neglected, and this is really
in many cases,
of our problems come from.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. You'll be poor, but you'll be in a better neighborhood. So I guess that's the way it looks. 728 WTIC. Thank you much for being on, Chris. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Ray.
All right. Chris Powell of the Journal Inquirer. That's with an I.